Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's a topic of their paycheck. And where is the loyalty line item? Now, there was a time when managers would state that being paid is enough motivation. A far less prevalent way of thinking these days, the mentality does still exist in some industries and with some leaders. It's a shame, really, because unless I'm missing something, there's no line item on the employee's paycheck that states loyalty. Getting paid does not a loyal employee make, at least not in the traditional sense, or maybe seen from my own Southern upbringing. Employees, in fact, are often afraid they won't be paid, or comfortable with what they're being paid, and maybe even over time feel entitled to be paid, given all the garbage they believe they put up with daily. Now, none of these feelings equate to loyalty, so how do leaders create it? Well, the short answer, not by increasing the size or the amount on their paycheck. Instead, today's Monday Moment shares three far better methods that it could increase loyalty in big ways, fairly quickly. The first of which is to talk about value. Now, every single person likes to feel valued, whether it's being known for one skill, one project, or one effort they led. People like to feel valued and have their contributions, at least in some way, noted. For some, this explains why they still talk about that position they held 20 years ago. They're looking for their value to be validated. For others, this explains why they complain about a lack of recognition programs. For all, leaders need to know that value is something universal. All employees need to feel and will be loyal to those who convey it. The trick is, each employee may need to hear how much you value him or her differently. So brag on some publicly. Have one-on-one conversation with others privately. Make what you value about that employee's contributions a priority part of your interactions. Be sincere in your statements, because the statement attributed to Hallmark still holds true. People may not remember what you do, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. In leadership, loyalty is built quickly when you sincerely help team members realize and feel how much you value their expertise, their wisdom, their outcomes, the process it took them to get there, and their efforts. Now, secondly, you not only want to talk about value, but talk about people. Now, in most circles, this would sound like a direction for starting gossip, but what if you use the same principles and never-failing process to spread rumors that were positive? Hey, did you hear how fantastic Bob's results were? Why not? Much as people will feel slighted or betrayed when rejected through unkind words, people feel more loyal, more engaged, and more motivated to invest more of their own energy when they feel like they're part of something larger and people notice. Talk up the people you lead in good ways. Create the buzz that good things are being said by being the first person to start the positive rumor. And pay attention for the moment when others follow your lead. Because lifting others up not only increases loyalty, but is an effort easily labeled contagious. And the third method for increasing loyalty, talk about future. CNBC stated that according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, employees are only staying in a job on average for 1.5 years. So retention is getting harder all over. Now, on a number of similarly focused studies and stat lists, no vision and no challenge show up on the top five reasons why even the best employees quit. showing the ultimate lack of loyalty to an organization. Talk about and lead the efforts to create a future goal and direction with team members. If employees are not able to see where you or the organization is going, what are they able to be loyal to exactly? If there's no challenge ahead of them, that for some creates energy and excitement, boredom sets in and leads to easy distractions, as in that seemingly greener pasture and better job at another organization. Loyalty goes well beyond the complex concept of engagement. In fact, loyalty includes motivation, engagement, recognition, emotional intelligence, and a host of other commonly touted leadership topics. That can make loyalty feel like one giant umbrella topic and rather complicated. It isn't. Loyalty is based on trust and then often on value. Do the employees you lead trust that you see their value and who they are and where they're going? Do the employees you lead believe you want them along for that ride or adventure? And if not, the first place to look to increase loyalty among team members is not the payroll or the budget, but at you and how you feel about the element of caring in leadership. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.